Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time. Hey, Insiders, welcome back to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. You are listening to Carl Brody, that's me, and I am talking to you from the clifftops of Sydney. And this is an interesting podcast for me because I'm actually going to share with you something that I haven't done before, which is one of my interviews. And it's an especially a comforting one for me because I'm going to share you an interview I did a few weeks ago when I was in the Scottish Highlands. So if you're new to the show, my name is Carl Brody and I live in Sydney, but I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland. And occasionally, thankfully, thanks to my career, I get to tour around the world and playing music. And in this particular case, I was just visiting the UK on a family holiday and I got to have a really intimate and cozy radio interview, which turned out to be a bit of a show as well. It's only five songs, but it was a great experience, and I'm just about to let you listen to a cozy little experience I had in the Scottish Highlands. It's very different to all the other shows. If this is the first time you've listened to Inside Songwriting, it's a lot different to what we usually do, but I'm grateful that you're here, and maybe you can listen to the other shows now that you've found this one. And I want to thank all our regular listeners as well. Thanks for being here. I'm going to go straight to the show now, and then I'll have a quick chat with you at the end of the show. Thanks so much. Get ready. I'm going to send you very soon to the Scottish Highlands. It gives me so much joy saying that. Thanks, guys.
Coming in, he's out there, and we better ask him.
He's
not. Are you coming in, guys? God, straight. Douse it and get in here. There's a recording going on.
So there'll just be a wee introduction. We'll get Carl to do a song, and there'll be a little bit of a longer chat, and another song, a closing out chat, and then I'll ask Carl to do three or four numbers for us. Does that sound like?
That'd be great.
Sound like fun?
Mm. Are we sitting comfortably?
Then you can be.
Okay, right. We are rolling and we're in the Patton Green kiosk in Nairn, which is my hometown, with a fellow Scot. Carl Brody, who hasn't been here for 10 years, Carl.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
I didn't know until just then that this was your hometown. I've known you for about 15 years. That's great.
Yeah.
Nice place to be from.
This is a little fishing village, and my folks are all fishermen. At least the family is. So right. If you hear of an Ellen, you can probably trace it all the way back to Nairn.
That's
at
great.
Some point. Yeah, it's a Nairn name. So Carl Brody from Edinburgh, now living in Sydney.
Yeah, and you know what? Being from Edinburgh and living in another place in the world is always good because everyone who asks me where I'm from, no matter where I am in the world, they always react with a beautiful response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's just Scotland, actually, they always go, "Oh my God, I love Scotland." Or when it's Edinburgh, they go, "Oh, what a magic city." And I can always kind of sit back when I say it rather than being from somewhere that people might not like.
Yeah.
It's always a good feeling. Great place to be from.
There's a strong allegiance with the Scots in Australia anyway, a lot of Scots people in Sydney particularly.
I don't meet enough coming through, but yeah, over the years I have. And when I was in New Zealand, I met a lot more Scots travelling.
I was there
for a year, and it seemed to be every single person I met was either Scot or of some... Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about your music. I want to talk about the Australian music scene. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about when you're coming back to Scotland to actually play officially in music and your new album and all that. But it'd be nice if you would introduce yourself to this audience that we've got here, who can applaud and sit and whoop and do whatever they want. And the radio audience by giving us a song.
Sure. Thanks for being here, by the way, guys. It's an unusual little setting, but it's awesome.
Yeah. Coffee's good too.
It's
very good.
And cake.
So good. We mentioned briefly that I've got a new album coming. It's a little bit overdue on my standards, but it is almost made, and I'm hoping to bring it out in Australia at least by the end of the year, and then here early next year. And I think this might be the title track, and I'm going to play this one first before my hands get too cold, because it's a finger-picking one. It's called Cobblestones.
The Medicine Show live with Carl Brody. It's live recording with Carl Brody anyway. And Carl's from Sydney, Australia, which we've touched on as well. We've touched on the fact you're a Scot, and is that something that helps you in Australia, being somewhat exotic?
I think it's probably You know, I lived in London for a while before I moved to Australia.
Yeah.
And I was starting to make things happen, but it definitely, when I moved to Australia and then just did what I did on my own rather than with a band,
yeah,
I think being from Scotland gave me an angle and opened some doors where it might not have otherwise, you know. I just, it's an industry that's quite close-knit over there.
Right.
And maybe being Scottish, I might have been good as well, I don't know. But maybe being Scottish
I think I can reliably say that you are.
But it still works now. The first question most people ask me in all my interviews is, so why are you in Australia? Or,
of course.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's definitely an angle, and they're always looking for that.
So why are you in Scotland?
Because my hair was calling me.
You've got your boys with you as well.
Yeah, I've got my kids with me. Yeah. It's the first time I brought them. I came on this trip, and it's so, that's why I'm delighted to be doing something to do with music while I'm here.
Yeah, because it's a family trip, really. Yeah.
It's a family trip. My little brother got married a couple of weeks ago in London, so I came and I decided to do a bit of travelling.
Yeah.
And it's a real luxury, actually, being someplace and not having to figure out where the next venue is.
Yeah.
Where you're going to get lunch.
Yeah.
How the hell I'm going to find a vegan lunch.
Yeah, and where you're sleeping at night as well.
Yeah. We don't usually worry about that, as you know, after a few pints.
Yeah. On the road, and what, will you be coming back with the album?
Well, that was what I was going to say about, you know, the good thing about this trip for me is to actually just get my toes in the water again for being home. And when you get a bit older, like myself, mm-hmm. and you've been playing music for 20 odd years, whatever it is, maybe more, I don't like to sit and count. I feel that there's a place for all of us, and maybe, you know, the music landscape has changed so much that now my boys barely even know what an album is. Mm-hmm. They certainly were fascinated by cassette tapes last week in London at my mum's house. And now I'm just thinking, you know, in terms of what we want to do with our music and how to get it out there in the world, there's all kinds of options, but you just do the one that makes your heart sing. And I think that for me to be a person that, for a series of circumstances, I have to live in Sydney, but I can come back here and play music.
Mm.
And I think that that's definitely my future.
Yeah. Well, it's worldwide now, isn't it? The folk scene is... I mean, you work quite a bit in Nashville as well, don't you?
I do. I go there and write. So I go there every year and spend a month writing songs.
Yeah.
Or every second year these days.
Why?
But that's what we're expected to do if we want to strike gold. and that's what I've realised now, is that I go there expecting to strike gold.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Don't get me wrong, it's a great town. And, and I do usually come back with a lot of fruits from my labour, but it's not necessarily the best choice for me with what I want to do with my life and with music.
Yeah.
I'm a dreamer, so I'll always think that there's something on the horizon that is greater than what I've got going on now musically. But that could be, like, you took me to Ullapool 13 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That to me is like gold on the horizon. If I get to play there again.
Oh, you know? We can make sure of that. Any time you're here.
I suppose it comes down to your reasons for pursuing your music in a professional sense, you know. And my reasons these days for pursuing it in a professional sense is so that I can keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm. And if you can make a living doing it, that's success, isn't it?
I don't know if anyone's making a living doing it these days.
Most people are making a life doing it, really.
Yeah. So one of the other things I do with my music is I've managed to, like, shuffle things. I do make a living from music, and I make it because of being a little bit more adventurous, and I spread out what I do in different areas.
Yeah.
So I do a podcast on songwriting. I've written books on songwriting.
Yeah.
And I do, like, songwriters retreats in Australia. Maybe that's what I could do.
Yeah.
I could do one in them in the Highlands.
Yeah, we'll find somewhere for that.
With your help. Look at everyone here, put your heads together.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of thing I do as well, and that's me making a living from music. I kind of change things a bit rather than just fighting away with the industry. Mm-hmm. I had a statement the other day from my publishers, and there was one of my songs on Spotify had something like 50,000 streams. 50,000 streams. when we like that to be the old days.
Yeah.
On mainstream radio.
Yeah.
I got $4.86.
No.
For that one song. $4.86.
It's not. Yeah.
That's the future of.
It's not coming back through recording anymore, is it? You have to think that doing workshops and traveling with your music.
Yeah, inspiring other people, you know, that helps me. That makes me feel like I'm worth something in the music industry. Yeah. And other people come back to me and go, I've written a song because I listened to your podcast. It's the first song I've ever written.
Yeah.
That's a reward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's have another song, then come back and get some information on how to find the podcast and your music, and keep tabs on you. You'll have that Facebook thing going on and everything as well. Another song?
Great, yeah. Should we stay on the new album for the minute?
Yeah, why not?
There's possibly a couple.
Because that might be an exclusive to Britain, for this radio show.
It's exclusive everywhere.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, I like that.
That's
the public system.
We're in James's Putton Green kiosk.
Yeah, that's right.
In Nairn.
And there will be photos on the podcast page. I'll give more information on that.
It's a world premiere.
This one, again, I'm not certain of all the titles yet because it's just been put together. But I'll do this one, then I might do a bit of a more lively one after this. I think this is called Walk Away. And on the album, it's a duet with a girl named Dana Hassel from Queensland, who you're going to be hearing a lot more of as well.
Time again.
I'm scared as hell, cause I know how it feels. You're scared as hell, cause you know how it feels. Watch somebody walk.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. It sounded great. It sounded fantastic in the headphones. Hopefully everybody else is enjoying it as much as we are here at the Putt and Green in Nairn with Cal Brodie live on the Medicine Show. I'm just going to ask you where to find your music and your podcast. Then I'm going to ask you to maybe do two or three songs to entertain the good folks on the radio and everybody here as well. Where can we find your music?
Well, so iTunes is a good place to find the music, and then on any of the digital.
Yeah.
Other, it's on all of them, but I don't like to advertise them.
You've got it. And it's calbrodie.com?
Yeah, calbrodie.com.au or .com might be back up and running because someone stole it.
Did they?
Yeah, someone gazumped me before I renewed it, and it took me 2 years to get it back.
Ouch.
I think they were doing Russian porn.
That's
even worse.
But mind you, when you get it back, the traffic is going to...
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So,
a whole new audience.
but generally, if you type in Cal Brodie in Google, right, with my spelling, yeah, I think I'm the only one, so that helps.
Yeah.
With that spelling. So.
And Facebook, just Cal Brodie?
Yeah, just Cal Brodie. Yeah. And the podcast is called Inside Songwriting.
Inside Songwriting.
And so it's insidesongwriting.com and /podcast and yeah, all of the above.
And all the links will be on the Medicine Show website as well, medicinemusic.co.uk. Thank you for doing that. Would you kindly take us out with two or three numbers?
I will, just
then I can get out of the way and let everybody see you and enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you very much, Carl.
Thanks for having me.
This is a delight.
Real treat.
Yeah, real treat.
Okay, I'll do another one from the record that's coming up. Maybe a couple of other ones.
Shuffling the feet.
Shuffling over.
All right in the back, all right in the back.
Mind if I push the
table
a wee bit, or is that going to mess with the recording?
That'll probably be. I can edit it out.
All right, just.
I might not though.
Do you want hammer?
Yeah, just put it back.
Just a little bit. Just give it a bit. That's good. Yeah. Thank you. All right. This one's called "Do You Want to Hear Me on the Radio?" Practice to deceive. For a while there, I really did lose.
my mind. Oh, when they ask and they always do about my heart on my sleeve, I'll say somebody I really did let down. You know, you're still on my mind. Now and again, you turn around and you smile at me in a dream, like I never did nothing bad. I spent a lot of time at the wishing well, and I threw in one for you. A peaceful heart may you always have. You won't hear me on the radio, but you never know, they might just play this one. For treating you so unkind, say I'm sorry. If you hear this, well, I want you to know, you won't hear me on the radio, but you never know, they might just play this one. If I'm treating you so unkind, I won't say I'm sorry. I want you to know, you're still on my mind. I wrote this one for you to say I'm sorry. October 9th today, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That song's about a person whose birthday I mentioned, and his birthday is on October 9th.
Wow.
I always remember the birthday because it's the same day as John Lennon's.
Synchronous, right?
Wow. So it is. Yeah.
It was just on the radio all day, that's why.
Yeah. Is it really, man?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, but I was John, knew John Lennon.
Do you feel like a more lively one or a more gentle one?
Good.
Yeah.
That was yes to two different types.
Diplomats up there.
What do you like playing best?
Alright. I'll do there's a song that I wrote for my brother. And I've never recorded it yet, but it's on this new record. And it's about a place I was in a few days ago at the River Almond in Livingston.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to cross that river to go to school every day. And my brother Ollie, who now lives in Thailand and is an online entrepreneur, he used to stay at the river instead of coming to school because he thought that was a better idea for his future. And it turns out he was right. We used to see, we'd come back from school, he'd still be there where we fire and, you know, cooking his sausages. And proper. He had the flies in his hat and all that.
Smart plan of his future.
So, and I was there the other day and I got to show my boys that river that I've written lots of songs about. And it was great to show them that. This song's called, I think it's going to be called These Are The Days, but at the moment it's called The Fishing Rod Song. And feel free to join in with me because it would sound pretty good in this
song.
Okay.
Yeah.
it when it rains, it makes the river run faster still. I made a sailboat out of branches and leaves. Yeah, I brought my fishing rod down. I never told no one how much I loved the sound. Oh, with a teal, blue and silver on my line. Cast it out on my line. When I cast it out, these are the days I'll remember as the best days. These are the days I'll remember as the best days. Yeah, I lost my school band.
Once again, thank you for the guitar. I really appreciate it.
Most welcome. Yeah, most welcome. Man.
Should we do one more?
If that's all right, I'll do one more and then I'll bring it back a wee bit. So this is another one from the new album. And thank you once again for being here, everyone. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue what to expect, by the way. But it's been really enjoyable. I really appreciate it. And then to your listeners as well, Rob.
He'll be very pleased to hear that.
He'll be. I think he bought the t-shirt as well, didn't he? Alright. This is called Fool No More. evidently you would hide in there as long as it takes. I could try to reach you, but I've already made too many mistakes. I can be your fool no more. I can be your fool no more. Obviously, you've been waiting on for me to come home. I could have crawled, I guess, but I decided this is no longer my home. I can be your fool no more. He's a half-crazy poet, everybody knows. The door was half open. He saw what she never intended to show.
Carl Brody and James, of course, for allowing us in this beautiful space.
Very well.
Yeah, well done, Carl.
Enjoy Carl's music. Carl Brody.
I don't know if this trip can get any better for me.
That was gorgeous, Carl. Thank you.
Yeah, lovely.
I was wondering if there'd be a sunset after
this. Thanks so much for being
here.
It's quite a thing to learn guitar.
Oh my goodness, it takes me right back there listening to that. Thanks guys. If you listen to the end, it means a lot to me. You know, getting to do this is a crazy experience. Getting to share my journey in music with you and getting to pass on all the experiences I have and all the especially all the songwriting experiences I have and what I've learned in my career. And hopefully that when I share that, that can in turn help your songwriting craft and your songwriting journey too. You know, in my case, it might sound a little humble because of, you know, my recent joy with being in the Scottish Highlands, which brings a lot of, you know, things home to my heart after living in Australia for so long. In my experience, you know, songwriting has given me a life to be grateful for and proud of, and especially proud that I can share a lot of it with others. And I'm not, I hope it doesn't sound a bit soppy, I'm just really, really grateful. And, you know, a life of songwriting and all the joys I speak of doesn't come without the down times, the sad times, the bad times, and as a songwriter, maybe I've made something out of that and turned it into songs. Maybe I haven't. one of my pet hates is when people say, oh, at least you might get a song out of it, mate. And sometimes I want to tell them to get out of my sight. And other times I know they're right. And that is part of being a songwriter. Okay, friends, thank you again for listening. This is Inside Songwriting Podcast. I am the author of The Free Thinking Songwriter, which is an ebook, and I'm also the creator of a course called 7-Step Songwriting, which you can find right here on insidesongwriting.com/7stepsongwriting. Again, that's insidesongwriting.com/7stepsongwriting. Thanks again for being here. I have no idea what's coming up in the next episode, but I know that I'm going to enjoy delivering it to you. Be safe out there. All the best. You've been listening to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. Here's hoping you're going to go and do everything you can to further develop your craft, your skills, and your mind to become a better and more consistent songwriter. I'll keep throwing dust down till I believe what I see. I'll keep throwing dust on, 'cause I think you are a lot.